们感谢神，我们用了一点的时间看了第一章。
We thank God that we have spent some time to look at chapter 1.
虽然我们是花了几次的时间。
Even though we have spent a few times.
但是我们记得，从第一章到第五章，可以说是以赛亚书的序言。
But we remember from chapter 1 to chapter 5, we can say that these are the preface of the book of Isaiah.
在这个序言的里头，就把神在以赛亚书里边所要向人发表的话，很浓缩的在那里发表出来。
And within these five chapters, that God tells us about his will in the book of Isaiah concretely.
我们从主所说的话，很清楚的看见。
And from the words of the Lord, we can see very clearly.
一面神是按照他的圣洁和公义要显明他对他所拣选的人的一些管教。
On one hand, we can see that God used his holiness and righteousness to manifest his discipline toward his people.
另一面我们要看见神在管教的里边还是带着恩典和怜悯。
On the other hand, we can see within his discipline, he also has his mercy and compassion.
神心里只有一个意念。
And that's only one will within God's heart.
要把他名下的人带回他拣选他们的目的。
Which is to bring those who's under his name back to his own.
我们今天从第二章的时候开始看。
And today we'll begin with chapter 2.
那第二章在开始的时候。
In the beginning of chapter 2,
弟兄姊妹，你留意第一节。
My sisters, take note of verse 1.
他说，亚摩斯的儿子以赛亚得默示论犹大和耶路撒冷。
This is what Isaiah, son of Amos, saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem.
这句话在第一章开头已经说过了。
And this verse is said in the verse 1 of,
现在
in the beginning of chapter 1.
第二章开始的时候又再说。
And now it's spoken again in chapter 2.
我要弟兄姊妹注意，并不是说这一句话把神要说的话分成前后两个两段。
Well, I'd like Brian sister to pay attention to this verse is not that God wants to use his speak his words into first and second part.
而是神要借着这一句话很严肃的提起当时听见神说话的神的百姓，他们留意到这些话的严肃。
But it's through this verse, God wants to remind his people that these words are very solemn.
所以神一再在那里说出，神把关乎犹大和耶路撒冷的默示说给以赛亚听。
So God repeatedly said that he showed his vision for Judah and Jerusalem to Isaiah.
让听见的人在这一件事情上边也同样有一个严肃的态度来接受主所说的。
So those who heard this would have a solemn attitude to accept what God would say.
那所以第一章是好像一般性的这样提一提。
So in chapter 1 is just mentioning it in a general sense.
神的百姓从心里面背逆神。
The God's people rebelled against him from their heart.
引来神给他们很严厉的一些管教和鞭打。
And that brought forth some very, very severe punishment from God.
但是在神管教鞭打过了以后，神要把他们重新带回神起初拣选他们的那一个恩典里。
But after the punishment and the discipline, God wants to bring them back to the original grace.
那么现在从第二章开始呢？
And now in the beginning of chapter 2,
神还是重复讲这个事情。
God repeated this matter.
但是呢，就在很具体的情形的底下来讲。
But now he's saying in a very concrete way.
就不像第一章只是一般性的。
So it's not like in chapter 1, it's just generally he spoke of it.
那我们留意了，在第二章开始的时候，
And let's pay attention in the beginning of chapter 2. 他是接
着在第一章神所说过的话的里面来开头的。
It's began with the spoken words that's spoken in chapter 1.
因为在第一章末了的时候，神告诉神的百姓说，神要为他们伸冤。
Because at the end of chapter 1, God said that he would take vengeance for his people.
神要把他的百姓从管教的里头带回来，带他们进到起初定规的荣耀里。
Because God wished to bring his people back from discipline to the original glory.
他要为着他的百姓来追讨那些灾害与他们的那些对头。
And for his people's sake, he would pursue after those who would oppress his people.
所以在第二章的时候呢，你就看到了神一说就说出一个非常严肃的事情来。
So in chapter 2, we can see that God spoke of a very solemn matter.
乃是指出神的百姓的前途。
Which is to point out the future of God's people.
和神在他们中间所显明的作为。
And also the manifest God's deed among them.
我想弟兄姊妹们，如果你能领会一件事情，你自己读下去你就知道是什么回事。
And brothers and sisters, if you can understand one matter and you can understand what follows on and when you read on by yourself.
那我们先来看看第二节。
Let's take note of
我们解决一个问题底下的你就晓得。
Let's solve one question and then you will understand.
他说幕后的日子耶和华殿的山比坚立超乎诸山高举过于万里。万民都要流归这山。
Verse 2, in the last days, the mountain of the Lord's temple will be established as chief among the mountains. It will be raised above the hills, and all nations will stream to it.
弟兄姊妹们，在这里你看到，好像神摆出一个事实来，那个事实就叫做耶和华殿的山。
It seems like God has put forth one fact, which is the mountain of the Lord's temple.
这个山呢，它是高过诸山，又被举起来高于万岭。
And this mountain is the chief among the mountains, and it will be raised above the hills.
但弟兄姊妹，如果你去过以色列
，Brothers, if you have been to Israel,
你会发觉一件事情。
And you discover one thing.
圣殿所建造在上头的那个山，并不太高。
The mountain where the temple stood is not very high.
并且它还比很多的山都要矮。
And also it's lower than many mountains or hills.
所以你读诗篇的时候，你读到有一篇这样，有一篇诗篇是这样说。
So when you read the book of Psalms, you will read that's one psalm that reads,
众山怎样围绕耶路撒冷。
How the hills surround Jerusalem.
好像好多山，但是耶路撒冷不是最高的。
It seems like there are many hills, but Jerusalem is not the highest.
还有好多的山。
And there are many other hills.
把它围绕起来。
That they surround it.
那么这究竟，以赛亚在这里说到这个山是指着什么来说的呢？
So what is this mountain that's mentioned by Isaiah?
你要是按照字面上面来说，耶和华殿的山。
According to the letter, it says the mountain of the Lord's temple.
这个山就不可能高过诸山。
Then this mountain would not be higher than the others.
这个山也不可能高过万岭。
And it would not be higher than the hills.
那究竟这个山是指着什么来说的呢？
So what does that mountain refer to?
那用说，如果我们把上面这一段话都读过来的时候，
And if Francis will read all these verses,
你很清楚地看到。
Then you can see very clearly.
这里所说的那个山乃是指着那个国。
That this mountain that's referred here is about the nation.
耶和华殿的山乃是指着耶和华殿所在的那一个国。
The mountain of the Lord's temple is referring to the mountain where the Lord's nation rests.
我们很显然地看见，现在以赛亚就是在所得的默示里头一下就摆出国度的这个事情来。
So very clearly we can say that within the vision of Isaiah, that's the fact of the kingdom.
弟兄姊妹你晓得。
But sister, you know this.
神在选召亚伯拉罕的时候。
When God called Abraham.
已经在那里宣告说我要叫你的后裔成为大国。
He has proclaimed that I will make your descendants become a great nation.
那个国 已经是给提出来了。
And the nation was already mentioned.
但是这个国是怎么样的呢？
But what is this nation?
一直都没提过。
And it has never been mentioned.
在历史上没有提过。
Historically, it wasn't mentioned.
先知也没提过。
And the prophets did not mention it.
就是在以色列人出埃及的时候。
It's when the Israelites, when they were leaving Egypt.
神就说了这么一个事实。
On Mount Sinai, God pointed out this fact.
以色列要成为一个祭司的国度。
Israel will become a nation of priests.
那也就是说了那么许多。
And he only mentioned that much.
虽然神说到这一个国的事情没有很多。
Even though God did not mention much about this nation.
但是这个国的功用却是非常明显的，在西乃山下神说了。
But the function of this nation is very clearly spoken upon Mount Sinai.
跟亚伯拉罕说的时候是大国。
When he was talking to Abraham, he said it's a great nation.
这个国好大。
And this nation is really great.
大到一个什么地步呢？
So great to a point.
万民都要因这个国得福。
That all people will be blessed by this nation.
那等到在西乃山下的时候。
And then when we come to Mount Sinai,
神就说到这个你们要成为一个国，这个国要发生一个作用，这个作用就是叫人和神得以调和起来。
That God said that you will become this nation and the function of this nation is to reconcile people with God.
这个就是祭司的国度。
Which is the nation of priests.
那么现在来到以赛亚的时候。
So now when we come to the time of Isaiah,
以赛亚的那时候是什么时候呢？
And what is this time of Isaiah?
如果从人的历史上面来看，是犹大已经走到末期的时候。
From man's history, it's during the time when Judah is going toward its end.
虽然还有一百多年的时间。
Even though there's about 100 years left.
但是如果从历史上面来说，一百多年就是很短的一个时期。
But from the historical point of view, 100 years is a very short time period.
因为过了这个很短的时期，犹大就要被掳了。
Because after this short period that Judah will be sent into exile.
在这样的一个光景的底下。
And under this condition.
你要从现在的历史往前面去看的时候。
And if you stand from this point in history and
look
forward.
你能看到前途吗？
Then can you see a future?
你能看到前面还有路吗？
Can you see there's a way in your future?
不大可能。
It's not very possible.
因为你看见一个被掳的事实出现的时候。
Because if you see this fact of being sent into exile.
也就是说这个民族他的用中国人的话来讲，他的气数也就完了。
Which is to say, for the fate of these people, they are coming to an end.
但是感谢我们的神。
But we thank our God.
是在这样的一个背景的底下。
It's under this background.
神用着以赛亚对他们说。
God used Isaiah to speak to them.
耶和华的山要高过诸山，高过万岭。
That the mountain of the Lord's temple will be the chief among the mountains and raised above the hills.
怎么高过诸山？怎么高超过万岭呢？
And how can it be the chief among mountains and raised above the hills?
就表现在等到有一天万民都要流归这山。
It would be shown when on one day all the people will come to this mountain.
地上的万民都要向这一个地方来集中。
And all the people on earth will focus or will gather at this place.
地上的万民都要在这里来接受一个事实。
And all the people on the earth will be here to accept one fact.
接受一个什么事实呢？
And what is this fact?
神在那里做他们的主，做他们的王。
That God is there to be the Lord and to be the King.
弟兄姊妹们，你看这个事情是什么时候会发生的呢？
And verses, let's take note, when will this matter happen?
我们说不是在被掳70年后回国的时候发生的。
And we say that this is not happening after 7 years of exile.
被掳70年回来，犹大还是孤孤单单的。
Because after they returned, after 70 years, Judah was still alone.
还是给钱他的。
And it was still oppressed.
并没有一个时刻说万民都流归这山。
And that wasn't a time when all the people of the earth will come to this mountain.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
神就老早就宣告了这一个事情要发生在犹大。
But God has proclaimed long time ago that this matter would happen in Judah and Jerusalem.
因为这一个事情乃是神对他们祖宗的应许。
Because this is a promise of God to the fathers.
而神对他们祖宗的应许乃是根据神那永远的计划。
And also this promise to the fathers is according to God's eternal plan.
所以这件事情不给眼见的事物来打叉的。
So this would not be disturbed by what's visible.
因为神在过去已经说到你的后裔要叫万国得福。
Because long ago God has said that your descendants will bless all nations.
神宣告说你们要成为祭司的国度。
And God proclaimed that you will become the nation of priests.
那这样就说出了一件事情，地上的万族都要因着他们而在神的面前找到一条回到神那里去的路。
So this tells of one fact that all nations on earth, through them, they will find a way back to God.
那因此弟兄姊妹，你留意到了。
So brothers and sisters, take note.
撒文就看到这个事情发生的时候。
So the text that follows would tell us how this matter
is. 那个光景是怎样的？
And what is this condition?
地上的万民都到犹大来。
All the people on the earth will come to Judah.
都到耶路撒冷来。
And they will come to Jerusalem.
来那里做什么呢？
And what are they to do there?
来那里要听主的话。
They are there to listen to the words of the Lord.
来那里要接受主的教导。
And to receive the Lord's teaching.
所以弟兄姊妹，你留意到第三节开始就说了。
So when says, take note of verse 3 in the beginning.
他说有许多国的民前往说来吧，我们登耶和华的山，奔雅各神的殿。
That many peoples will come and say, come let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob.
主必将他的道教训我们，我们也要行他的路，因为训诲必出于西安，耶和华的言语必出于耶路撒冷。
He will teach us his ways so that we may walk in his path. The law will go up from Zion, the word of the Lord from Jerusalem.
弟兄姊妹，你看。
But sisters, you can see this.
这些事情在历史上发生过了没有？
Has these things happened in history?
没有。
No.
他们从巴比伦回来的时候，有过这种情形出现没有？
When they returned from Babylon, did it happen then?
没有。
It didn't.
那就是说在过去的历史里头没有发生过这个事情。
Which is to say, this has not happened in history in the past.
还有我们还要注意那个那段时间的情形。
And let us also pay attention to the condition at that time.
第四节。
Verse 4.
他必在列国中施行审判，为许多国民断定是非，他们要将刀打成犁头，把枪打成镰刀，这国不举刀攻击那国，他们也不再学习战士。
Verse 4, he will judge between the nations, and will settle disputes for many peoples. They will beat the swords into plowshares, and the spears into pruning hooks. Nation will not take up the sword against nation, nor will they train for war anymore.
弟兄姊妹，这段话说出一件什么事情？
So brothers, this is what do these words talk about?
简单的四个字，天下太平。
And to put it simply, is peace all around.
不单是一时刻的太平。
It's not just momentarily peace.
是永远的太平。
It's an everlasting peace.
弟兄姊妹，在人类的历史里头出现过这种情形没有？
Brothers, has this ever happened in human history?
没有。
No, it hasn't.
但是主说这个事情要出来的。
But the Lord said this would happen.
那一个时候人都不要学习战事。
At that time, man would no longer train for war.
这个国也不会攻击哪一个国。
The nation would not attack another
one. 人和人中间再没有那个争斗的事情发生。
And among people, there would be no more disputes.
今天早晨看报纸。
And this morning I was reading the newspaper.
看到一个很小的消息。
And I saw a very small, a small article, a news.
美国有一个有一种已经退役的那个飞机。
And in the United States, there's some retired airplanes.
他们那个飞机的是叫做 F-14。
And the airplanes are called F-14.
那过去他们都卖到其他的比较落后一点的国家的。
In the past, they would sell these airplanes to some more backward countries.
但现在他们不卖了。
But now they would not sell them anymore.
那不卖就怎么样呢？
And what do they do with them?
费好大的力气把这许许多多的飞机都拆毁。
They use a lot of effort to take apart all these airplanes.
为什么呢？
And why is that?
底下就说了。
And then it tells us.
虽然现在美国不再生产这种飞机。
It says, even though nowadays the United States would no longer manufacture these kind of airplanes.
但是有很多国家已经买了美国这种飞机。
But many other countries, they havebought this kind of
airplane.
And many of them are not friendly toward the United States.
他们听说美国要把这一批飞机退役了。
And when they heard that the United States would retire all these airplanes,
他们就透过一些国际的那些武器贩子来打听怎么要把他们买过去。
So they, through some dealers, international dealers of weapons, they would want to find out how to buy the airplanes. And the United States military, they were thinking about it.
如果能卖出去，这个生意是蛮大的。
And they would think it would be a big business if they can sell the airplanes.
但是他们说不能卖。
But they say that they cannot sell them.
把它拆毁。
Let's take them apart.
为什么？
And why is that?
他说省得那些还可以使用的零件给拆出来给那些不友好的国家继续来使用。
So that the usable parts from the airplanes that they would not be used by those unfriendly countries.
弟兄姊妹，就是这个事情好像我也没有打你，你是何必这么紧张？
So brothers and sisters, you might think that why are you so anxious? Because I did not say that I will attack you.
但弟兄姊妹，当你读到这里这几句话，你就晓得。
But brothers and sisters, when you read these verses, that you understand.
地上的那种光景就是。
The condition in this world is that.
这国举刀攻击那国。
That this nation would take up the sword against another nation.
他们不住的在那里学习战事。
They continue to train for war.
前两天。说是英国那一个什么地方哪里啊格拉斯哥。
And a few days ago in Glasgow in Britain.
和伦敦都破获了两个恐怖分子要炸那个飞机场。
And also in London, they captured two terrorists. They were going to blow up the airports.
他们抓了一些人。
So they arrested some people.
昨天晚上的新闻已经说了，其中有几个还是做医生的恐怖分子。
And also in the news yesterday, they mentioned that some of the terrorists, they were physicians.
但是真实的还是怎么样的我们不知道。
But whether these are the facts,
不过你从这些零零碎碎的事情你看到在地上人和人中间没有一个彼此的信任。
But from these matters we can tell on earth there's no trust between people.
彼此在那里我提防你你提防我。
And people are guarding against each other.
我算计你你算计我。
That I'm trying to come up with some schemes against you.
在地上人类的历史里头从来没有出现过这样的光景。
And in human history, there's never been this condition.
但是神用着以赛亚在这里宣告一个事情。
But through Isaiah, God proclaimed this.
到了有一天
On one day,
地上的国要成为这样的一种光景。
That the nations on earth will become like this in this condition.
再没有彼此敌对的事情。
That they would not be hostile toward each other.
都来寻求神自己的训诲。
They will all come to seek after the law of the Lord.
都来尊重 耶和华的言语。
And they will all honor the word of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，这是什么一回事呢？
And my sisters, what kind of condition is this?
过去的历史没有。
It has never happened in the history.
现在的历史也没有。
And also in nowadays.
你如果要前瞻性的那样看看前头的日子也没有。
And if you want to look forward, you would not be able to find it.
但是神说。
But God said.
有一天地要出现这种光景。
On one day that this would happen on earth.
以赛亚是头一个很那么清楚说出那个光景的。
And Isaiah was the first one to tell of this condition so clearly.
虽然说的是很简略。
Even though it's very simple.
但是你已经说出一个光景是人非常羡慕的。
But it tells of a condition which is admired by people.
但是怎么能有这样可羡慕的光景出来呢？
But how can we have this condition come about?
你必须要留意到一件事。
That you have to take note of one thing.
当地上的万民都归上神的时候。
When all people on earth will come to the Lord.
当人的心都在那里尊重神的时候。
When the hearts of the people will honor the Lord.
这个光景出来了。
Then this condition will happen.
弟兄姊妹们。
And sisters.
这很自然就让我们记起主还在地上的时候。
And very naturally that we will be reminded when the Lord was on earth.
门徒来请求主。
The disciples came to back of the Lord.
主啊，你教导我们祷告，好像约翰教导他的门徒一样啊。
The Lord teaches how to pray just like John would teach his disciples.
啊，主说好。
And the Lord said,
你们祷告就这样祷告。
Yes, that you can pray in this way.
那就是所谓就称为主导文的那一段经文就出来了。
So the verses, the Bible verses that's called the Lord's Prayer.
这一千两千多两千年来许多人都在那里把它背把它念。
So many people during the past 2,000 years, they would recite it.
在天主教里面还称这一段话叫做天主经。
And in the Catholic Church, they would say that this is the prayer of the Lord.
Of the Father.
The prayer of the Father.
如同他们叫路加福音里边天使加百列对玛利亚说话的那段话叫做圣母经一样。
And just as they would describe the words spoken by the angel Gabriel to Mary, they would call this Mary's prayer.
但弟兄姊妹们，多少人背了、念了这个称为主导文的经文？
Brothers and sisters, there's so many who would recite these verses that are called the Lord's Prayer.
但是有多少人留意到经文里边所发表的呢？
But how many would pay attention to what is expressed in the words?
弟兄姊妹，你留意到主导文的头一句？
Brothers and sisters, take note of the first verse of the Lord's Prayer.
是什么？
What is it?
愿人都尊你的名为圣。
It says, Hallowed be thy name.
前两个礼拜那个香弟兄在这里交通就是从这句话开始。
And a couple of weeks ago when our brother Seth fellowshipped here, he began with this verse.
愿人都尊你的名为圣。
Hallowed be thy name.
这是什么一回事啊？
What does that mean?
那就是国度啊。
Which is kingdom.
这就是以赛亚在这里所宣告的关乎将来神要做出一件事情。
This is what Isaiah proclaimed in the future, the Lord would do one thing.
这是这一件事情来恢复犹大，来恢复耶路撒冷。
And through this, the Lord will restore Judah and Jerusalem.
那个恢复的内容是什么呢？
And what is the content of this restoration?
那个内容就是都来尊重神的话语。
The content is all we come to honor the word of the Lord.
都来听从神的训诲。
And they would all come to listen to the law of the Lord.
换一句话来说。
In other words.
那就是尊你的名为圣。
Which is to hallow be thy name.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
在主导文里头从这句话开始。
In the Lord's Prayer, it begins with this verse.
接上去那两句话也是围绕着这个事实的。
And the two verses that follow on is also surrounding this fact.
愿你的国降临。
May your kingdom come.
愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
那 是当以赛亚在那里很具体的说到神怎么来恢复犹大的时候，他是把人的眼目从眼见的环境里头带到国度的那个应许。
When Isaiah was there to proclaim how God will restore Judah, he is there to bring man's eyes from what's visible to the kingdom in the future.
那当然，当时以赛亚说这样的话，除了宣告神将来要怎么挽回他的百姓。
And of course, when Isaiah was there to speak these words, besides talking about in the future how God would deliver his people,
起码有一个附带的作用，是盼望神的百姓心里明白过来，就回转归向神。
And also there's another function, which is for the people of God to understand and to repent.
可以缩短神在地上的等待。
So it would decrease, shorten the way of the Lord on earth.
但是人是跟不上的。
But man could not follow on.
但虽然人是可以跟不上。
But even though man cannot follow
on. 但是神没有改变他这样的一个安排。
But God would not change his arrangement.
所以弟兄姊妹，你留意到当神宣告了这个国度的事实的时候。
So my sister take note, after God proclaimed this matter of the kingdom,
那神就指出以色列的那个问题来了。
And God pointed out the problems of Israel.
所以从第五节一直到第十一节。
So from verse 5 to verse 11.
一面你是看见神对以色列的呼唤，让他们转到神的面前来。
So on one hand, you can see the calling toward Israel so that they will return.
同时神也指出你们如你们有一天被神暂时的放弃的时候，你们要知道你们是为什么会给神放弃。
And on the other hand, it tells of how when they are forsaken temporarily by God, and tell them what the reason would be.
神很清楚地告诉他们，
God tells them very clearly,
他们会给神放弃的那个原因是什么，
the reason they would be forsaken by God.
总的一句话来说，
in short,
就是他们用偶像代替了神，
which is they have used idols to take the place of the Lord.
用别样来代替了神。
They have used other things to take the place of the Lord.
那所以神就让他们接受神的管教。
So God would let them receive the discipline.
但是等到有一天，
But one day,
当神的管教完成的时候，
When God's discipline is
finished, 也就是当国度显出来的时候，
It's also when the kingdom is manifested.
弟兄姊妹，你看到神在那里就是这样的宣告一件事。
But as you can see, that God will proclaim one matter.
不管地上的那个事情是怎样的发生。
No matter how the matters of the world would develop.
到了国度显明的时候。
When the kingdom is manifested.
这个事实显出来了。
There's one fact that will be manifested.
唯独耶和华被尊崇。
That the Lord alone will be exalted.
这个是第十一节最末了的那一句，
which is the last part of verse 11.
这也是整个国度里头的那个特点，
which is the characteristic of the entire kingdom.
到了国度的日子的时候，
when it comes to the days of the kingdom,
所有的人都独一的遵从耶和华，
that all would exalt the Lord.
我们感谢我们的主，
we thank our Lord.
这是主说出他对以色列的那一个宣告。
This is the proclamation of the Lord toward Israel.
然后从十二节开始到末了。
And then from verse 12 to the end.
几乎是说差不多同样的话。
It's seemingly it's almost the same words.
但是你留意看上去呢？
But if you pay attention to it.
那个神向他们宣告的那个对象就不是以色列。
The subject of God's proclamation is no longer Israel.
不是以色列是谁呢？
So if it's not Israel, it's
是万民。
Who is it? It's all the people.
是列国。
It's all the nations.
神在那里向列国也宣告同样的事情。
That God proclaimed the same matter to all nations.
宣告一个什么同样的事情？
And what is the same matter?
宣告列国在整个历史的过程的里头，他们都是狂妄自大的。
It tells of all nations in the history, they are all haughty and they are proud.
但是当神显出他的作为来的时候，
But when God manifests his deeds,
那是狂妄自大的人，他们就会谦卑下来。
Those who are proud will be humbled.
那他们也会像以色列一样。
They will be like Israel.
承认一个事实。
To acknowledge one fact.
唯独耶和华被尊崇。
That the Lord alone will be exalted.
那弟兄姊妹你注意。
But sisters take note.
十一节末了是唯独耶和华被尊崇。
At the end of it, verse 11 says the Lord alone will be exalted.
十七节的末了那个结论也是唯独耶和华被尊崇。
And at the end of verse 17, it says the Lord alone will be exalted.
当神一宣告国度的这一个事实的时候，
When God proclaimed the fact of the kingdom,
你就看到神的选民，
You can see God's chosen people,
和列国，
And also the nations.
合起来就是全地了。
And together is all the world.
他们都被带到一个光景的底下。
They will be brought under one condition.
唯独耶和华被尊崇。
That the Lord alone will be exalted.
那现在我们回过头来再回到第二章的起初。
Now if we come back to the beginning of chapter 2.
末后的日子，耶和华殿的山比坚立，超乎诸山，高举过于万岭，万民都要流归这山。
In verse 2 it says, In the last days, the mountain of the Lord's temple will be established as chief among the mountains. It will be raised above the hills.
从上文这大段的话你就看到了。
And from all these verses you will see.
以赛亚这样的一个宣告是说出一个什么事实？
The proclamation of Isaiah, what does it tell of?
乃是说出我们的主要借着国度的显现来把人带回他的面前。
It tells us that through the manifestation of the kingdom, our Lord will bring people back to him.
但是当人带回他的面前，是不是全地的人都在那里接受这样的一个安排呢？
So when we say the people will be brought back to the Lord, does it include all people?
我们从第二章的当中看到有两个地方提到同一件事情。
And in chapter 2, there are two different places that mentioned about the same matter.
我们先注意第十节。
Let's first look at verse 10.
这是对着以色列那些尊贵人讲的了。
And this is talking about those people in Israel.
你当进入岩穴，藏在土中，躲避耶和华的惊吓和他威严的荣光。
Verse 10, go into the rocks, hide in the ground from dread of the Lord and the splendor of his majesty.
然后你留意19节。
And then verse 19.
耶和华兴起使地大震动的时候，人就进入石洞，进入土穴，躲避耶和华的惊吓和他威严的荣光。
Men will flee to caves in the rocks and to holes in the ground from dread of the Lord and the splendor of his majesty when he rises to shake the earth.
21节。
Verse 21.
当耶和华兴起使地大震动的时候，人好进入磐石洞中和岩石穴里，躲避耶和华的惊吓和他威严的荣光。
They will flee to the caverns in the rocks and to the overhanging cracks from the dread of the Lord and the splendor of his majesty when he rises to shake the earth.
弟兄姊妹，这两个地方说到同一个事实。
Francis, these two places talk about the same matter.
这个事实是什么呢？
And what is this matter?
是人躲避神。
Which is man hiding from God.
什么人躲避神呢？
And who are these people hiding from God?
拒绝神到底的人躲避神。
Those who reject God to the end.
那这个事情呢？
And this matter.
我们在启示录里头就看到这样的一件事。
And we'll see this happening in the book of Revelation.
什么事呢？
And what is this matter?
就是当天使把第六个印揭开的时候，
It is when the angels open up the sixth seal.
弟兄姊妹，你就看到这样的一件事情。
Then, brothers, you will see this matter.
这个是应该是在启示录第六章末后的那里。
and which is recorded in chapter 6 of the book of Revelation.
就是第六印揭开的时候你就看见了。
Which is when the sixth seal was opened and you will see this.
那是地上那些抵挡神的人。
And those who oppose God on earth.
他们宁愿在那里呼喊。
They were there calling out.
大山啊倒在我的身上。
They will say mountains fall on me.
岩石啊遮盖我们。
And rocks cover us.
让我们去逃避神的震怒和羔羊的愤怒。
So we can hide from the anger of God and the wrath of the Lamb.
弟兄姊妹你看到一种光景。
But sister, you can see this condition.
地上的人在国度还没有显明以前
the people on earth before the manifestation of the kingdom
神借着灾难来要打醒他们的时候
that when God wants to wake them up through tribulations
他们心里边还是刚硬到一个地步他们宁愿死也不肯转回向神低头
that their hearts are so hardened to a point that they rather die than to return to God
那我们把第二章整个归纳起来的时候
and if we were to sum up the entire chapter
我们可以看到一个这样的事实
then we can see this fact
借着以赛亚的宣告
through the proclamation of Isaiah
说出了神将来要用着审判来把地上的混乱结束而带进国度
that through the proclamation of Isaiah we can see that God would resolve the confusion on earth and to bring forth the kingdom
那这个是在第二章把它归总起来的时候我们看到这样的一件事
and which is to sum up chapter 2 we can see this fact
而也是来回应了第一章末了的时候神说我要为你们报仇
and also to echo to chapter 1 that God said that I will take a vengeance for you
我要重新恢复你们也对付你们的对头
and I will restore you and to pursue after your enemies
但是呢
but
到了第三章的时候我们就看到一件事了
When we come to chapter 3 we'll see another matter
神是要恢复犹大和耶路撒冷
That God wished to restore Judah and Jerusalem
但是神并没有让犹大和耶路撒冷没有经过神的对付就享用神的荣耀丰富
But God would not let Judah and Jerusalem to not have to deal with his punishments before they can enjoy his abundance and glory.
所以在第二章说到那个国度的事情的末了的时候
So in chapter 2, at the end, when it proclaims about the kingdom,
神借着以赛亚说了一句非常非常有重量的话
That through Isaiah, God spoke of some heavy weighted
那句话我们一读就知道是什么意思
and when we read the words we will understand it
那是对着全地的人来说明的
this is toward the, all the people on earth
你们休要依靠世人他鼻孔里不过有气息他在一切事上可算什么呢
Stop trusting in man who has but a breath in his nostrils of what account is he
很简单的就提醒在地上的众人
Very simply he reminds the people on earth
不要以为人是可靠的
Do not think you can trust in man
包括人的自己
Including yourself
人算什么呢
Who are men
神说他们只不过是一口气
God says that they are but a breath
如果那一口气没了什么都没有
If this breath is gone there's nothing left
所以你不要依靠世人
So do not trust in men
那这是一个很严肃的呼唤让他们回转到神的面前
And this is a very solemn calling so that they will return back to God
寻求神做他们的前途
And to seek God as the future
寻求神做他们的祝福
And to seek God as the blessing
也寻求神做他们 的拯救
，and also to seek God as the deliverance，
来带进神的丰富成为他们的产业
，so that to bring in God's abundance as their
inheritance。当然我们知道
，and also we know，
神当时借着以赛亚说这个话的
，when God spoke through Isaiah。
背后还有一句话，神没有说。
And behind all this, there's another words.
神没有在这个时候说。
That God did not say it at that time.
以后主说了。
And in the future, the Lord would say.
但是我们很清楚的了解。
But we can understand it very clearly.
主隐藏了一句话在这里。
That God has hidden some words here.
你们就要依靠世人。
Stop trusting in men.
你们要依靠。
Trust. You need to trust.
用以赛亚的话来说
，and using the words of Isaiah，
大卫的苗裔到第四章我们就看到这个事情。
You need to trust in the branch of David, which is mentioned in chapter 4。
啊，我们感谢我们的主。
We thank.
那好了，到了第四章的时候，第三章的时候，用什么你看到
？When we come to chapter 3, brothers and sisters, you can see.
神就告诉以色列人
，God told the Israelites，
啊，特别是犹大和。耶路撒冷的
especially people in Judah and Jerusalem
他们的神说
God said
神要追讨犹大和耶路撒冷失落的那一个原因
that God would pursue after the reason why Judah and Jerusalem have fallen
那个原因是什么呢
and what was that reason?
我们留意
Let's take note.
主万军之耶和华从耶路撒冷和犹大除掉众人所依靠的所障碍的
That, See now the Lord Almighty is about to take from Jerusalem and Judah both supply and support.
我们在上文看到耶路撒冷和犹大他们有胆量有那么的勇气去离弃神他们有个根据
From the text ahead of this we can see that's a reason why Jerusalem and Judah they are so bold to forsake God
在他们的心思里头他们有一个靠山
Within the heart there's a support
那个靠山就是偶像
Which is the idols
那个靠山就是神给他们祝福所得的那一些财富
The support, what they rely on was the abundance or the wealth that they received from God's blessing.
尤其是我们读历史的时候，读到亚哈斯做王的时候的那个光景。
Especially when we read about the history and it's during the time when
Ahaz was king. 很显然的就是，他认为外邦的神比耶和华神更有能力。更可靠更赐福给人
and very apparently King Ahaz thought that the idols of the Gentiles they are more mighty and they are more reliable than God
所以他连神都丢掉了圣殿都封闭了
so he had forsaken God and also he shut the doors of the temple
把亚兰的神搬进来了
and then he brought into the gods of Syria
然后有什么解决不来的事情就把金子银子送给敌人那那就解决困扰了。
And whenever he had a problem, then he would send gold and silver to the enemies, and he would resolve his problems.
那现在神就在这里宣告这个事情。
So now God is here to proclaim
this. 你们以为你们有依靠
？You thought that you have supply and support.
依靠假神。
That you rely on the false god.
你们依靠手上所有的财富。
And you rely on your wealth in your hands.
神说。
And God said.
我就来你们当中把这一些你们以为可以依靠的人事物全都给你们拿掉
and I will come among you and take away all those people event or matters that you think that are reliable
那弟兄姊妹你注意了哈底上好像那里就说了一些事情了
and verses take note what follows on
那众人所依赖的是什么呢
and what are the things that the people rely on First is their supplies of food.
第二是水
and water.
那这两样在犹大地都是很丰足的。如果他们是活在神的 纪念的底下的话。
If they were living under the remembrance of God, these two are
very abundant. 然后神要除掉他们的是勇士、战士、审判官、先知、占卜的。那当然，那个先知是说了的假先知，和长老、五十夫长、和尊贵人、谋士、和有巧艺的，以及妙行法术的。
And then God will also take away the heroes, the warriors, judge, prophets, which is the false prophets, soothsayer, elder, captains of 50 men of a rank, and counselors, skilled craftsmen, and clever enchanters.
那弟兄姊妹这样一算起来的时候，
and when you count all these up,
你看到当神在那里追讨犹大和耶路撒冷的时候，
and you,
几乎所有在犹大和耶路撒冷有地位的人全都在神处理的那个范围里。
And you can see when God pursued after Jerusalem and Judah, you can see almost all the people who occupy the high status in the society are counted.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看到当犹大被掳的时候，掳去巴比伦的是什么样的人？
So you can see when Judah was taken into captive, who are the people who were taken into captive?
全部就是这些人。
They are all these kind of people.
从君王开始。
Starting out from the king,
一直到在人眼中看来不那么尊贵的，但是他们有一些特殊的技能。
To those people who are not very honorable among men's eyes, but they have skills.
就是在民中有各种各样技艺的那些巧匠。
Those are the skilled craftsmen among people.
都给掳到巴比伦去。
They are all taken away into Babylon.
那剩下在犹大的是什么人呢？
So who are the people who are left in Judah?
可以说是一无所有的人。
Those are the ones who have nothing.
造成犹大是非常非常的混乱的那种光景。
So Judah has become a very confusion
state. 在那个时候犹大里边根本就谈不到社会秩序。
And there's no order in the society in Judah.
彼此在那里欺压
and people are pressing each other.
你看那里就提到说，那个时候剩下的有谁在那里做管理呢？
And now you can see it mentions here who are the ones who's governing the people.
他说，孩童就做他们的首领。
The boys would be the officials.
婴孩就辖管他们。
And mere children will govern them.
你说怎么可能有这样的事情呢？
And you would say how is it possible that this happened?
你留意神这样说。
Let's take note of what God said.
并不是说那个抱在手里还要吃奶的婴孩做他们的领袖。
It's not to say that those who are the babies who are they have to be held in arms, they would become the officials.
而是借着这些的描写来说出那一个时候在犹大地的人已经到了一个地步。
But it's through these descriptions to explain at that time in the land of Judah that they have nothing left.
并且都是一些无知的人。
And they're all ignorant people.
无知到一个什么的光景呢？
And so ignorant to a point.
那里就说了。
And it says here.
你有衣服穿。
As long as you have clothing.
他们就抓住你了。
And the people would seize you.
你来做我们的官长。
And say that you be our leader.
为什么要做我做你的官长？
And why would you want me to be your leader?
因为你有衣服穿。
Because you have clothing.
那这个话翻过来呢？
And to turn it another way.
你有衣服穿，当然你要做官长。
As long as you have clothing, you should be the leader.
我们不能做官长。
We cannot be the leaders.
为什么？
Why is that?
我们没有衣服穿。
Because we do not have any clothing.
你留意这样的一个描写，把当时那种可怜的光景摆了出来。
This kind of description tells us how pitiful the condition was.
好像他们说衣不蔽体，还说得好像高明一点。
It's as if it's too good to say that they have clothing, but not enough to cover the body.
但衣不蔽体还有一点东西给你遮蔽了。
Because they will still have some kind of clothing to hide some part of the bodies.
这个光景就是说，你有衣服，我没有，所以你来做官，我来做民。
But this condition this condition tells us that because I don't have any clothing, but you do, so you should be our leader.
另外一个话在那里的。
And there are other words here.
因为你有衣服穿，你还是有点办法。说你要来替我们找办法。
So, because you have clothing, which means you still have some kind of ability, so you should be able to help us.
弟兄姊妹，你落到这，你看当时那个当犹大被神追讨的时候，整个犹大真的是落到这样的一种光景。
So the Judah at that time when it's being pursued by the Lord, that we can see how what kind of condition it has fallen into.
好像整个生存的条件都不存在了。
It's as if there's no conditions for them to survive.
嗯。你看那个人怎么回答呢？
And let's look at the answer given by this person.
那个人就说，我家中没有粮食，也没有衣服，你们不可立我做你百姓的做百姓的官长。
He said, I have no food or clothing in my house. Do not make me the leader of the people.
弟兄姊妹，刚才我说的那番话就是这样来的。
And Francis says, that's where the words I spoken before came from.
我们为什么拥戴你出来做官呢？
Why would we want to support you and make you to be our official?
做领袖呢？
And why do we want you to be our leader?
因为你有饭吃。
Because you have food.
你有衣服穿。
And you have clothing.
我们没有。
And we don't.
你替我们想办法。
So you should find a way out for us.
你来做我们的官长。
So you come
and
become our official and lead us.
那个人一听得不得了。
But that person, when he heard this,
和我家里没有，我家里没有。
That he would cry out that I do not have this.
我不能做你们的这个官长。
I cannot be your official.
弟兄姊妹，整个社会落到这样可怜的情形。
Princess, the society has fallen into such pitiful condition.
我们留意。
Let's take note.
耶利米书上头就说，最末后就说到犹大被掳的时候。
In the book of Isaiah, at the end, it talks about when Judah was in captive for a short period of time.
弟兄姊妹比较记得清楚的有一些有会有这样的一事，会有这样的事情。
And brothers, if you remember that, you know that such a condition.
妇人交换婴孩，宰了来吃。
That the women will exchange the babies and to kill them and eat them.
吃自己的孩子吃不下。
They could not eat their own children.
吃别人的孩子还可以吃得上。
But they could eat other people's children.
那我们只好交换了，你吃我的，我吃你。
So the only way they could do is to exchange the children and eat them.
又说到那个做妻子的，瞪着眼睛看着那个丈夫啊。
And also talks about the wives would stare at their husbands.
为什么？
And why was that?
因为那个丈夫好像那个肉还多一点。
Because it seems like the husband has more meat on than him.
把它弄掉来吃，还可以有些供应。
And it would be the supply if the wife eat the husband.
那一个时间。
And during that time
period, 犹大和耶路撒冷落到这样的光景。
The time period when they were in captives, that Jerusalem and Judah have fallen to such condition.
但是神说，我追讨他们的。
But God said that I would pursue after them. 为什么
我追讨他们呢？
And why would I pursue after them?
神说，
God said,
因为他们一直以来就用舌头，用行为来与耶和华反对。
Because their words and deeds are against the Lord.
神给他们机会改变他们那个光景，他们就是不肯。
That God gave them chances to change the conditions, but they would not.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看到在第三章的里边，神就说到，神用审判来把犹大和耶路撒冷来约束一下。
So in chapter 3, God said that he would use judgment to constrain Judah and Jerusalem.
但是这一大段的话都是说到那些有地位的人。
But all these words are talking about the people in high society.
那些有地位的人是这样，但是一般老百姓不是这样啊。神，你这样追讨，是不是过分了一点？
So you might say that the people of high society are like this, but what about the common people? Was God doing too much?
弟兄姊妹，你留意十六节以后。
Verses take note of.
那就说到一般的老百姓。
Of verse 16 on, it talks about the common people.
在这里就用锡安的女子来做一个代名词。
Here it used the women of Sion as the representative.
用着他们来说的一般的百姓。
It talk and using them to talk about the common people.
说的他们是怎么样的呢
？And how are these people?
弟兄姊妹，这些不需要解说的，你读下去你就知道了。
And without explanation, brothers and sisters, when you read on, you
他们起初是因着神给他们的祝福。他们是丰富起来的。
In the beginning, they were abundant because of God's blessings.
他们因着丰富起来，他们也就慢慢慢慢的以别样代替神。
And because of the abundance, very gradually they use other things to take the place of the Lord.
不再尊重神。
And they no longer honor the Lord.
他们以许许多多的外面的那些个事物来做夸耀。
And they use the outward appearance or matters to boast.
他们都用许许多多人眼睛所羡慕的事物来做他们的荣耀。
And they use the things that are admired by men as the glory.
他们就不尊重神。
And then they do not honor God.
那所以结果神说。
So as a result, God said.
整个的犹大和耶路撒冷。
The entire Judah and Jerusalem
不单是上层的人是那样的背弃神
Not only are the noble people they rebel against God
连一般的老百姓也都是同样的在那里拒绝神
But also the common people they are there to reject God
所以神就说
So God said
他们会碰到这样的结局
That they would come across these consequences
他们的男丁就要倒在刀下，勇士就死在阵上。
That the men will fall by the sword and the warriors in battle.
整个的耶路撒冷的城门都要悲哀。
That the gates of Zion will lament and mourn.
整个的犹大和耶路撒冷都成为荒凉。
And they will become destitute.
到了第四章。
And when we come to chapter 4.
他说到了那个日子。
In that day,
弟兄姊妹们，你注意了。
My sisters, take note.
又用一些好，你说好像是故事，但是不是故事，是真的事实。
It uses some stories, but they are actually facts.
他说到了那一日，七个女人拉住一个男人说：“我们吃自己的食物，穿自己的衣服，但求你许我们归你的名下，求你除掉。”我们的羞耻。
It says in that day, seven women will take hold of one man and say, "We will eat our own food and provide our own clothes. Only let us be called by your name, take away our disgrace."
当然，你从实际的情形来说，自然男丁的倒在刀下，勇士死在阵上，剩下的都是几乎都是妇女了。
So if you look at the fact when it says the man will fall by the sword and the warriors in battle, so what's left are mainly women.
所以在那个时候就发生了这样的一种这个光景。
So in those days, this condition would happen.
但是在真实要说的还不是这种情形。
But what reality is not this condition.
因为这里说到那个那些女人。
Because here it talks about these women.
他们有衣服穿，他们有粮食。
Because they have clothing and they have food.
那还有什么过不去的呢
then, ？So how is it they cannot get by?
他们就说
，And that they said,
我们七个人。
There's seven of us.
来服侍你一个人。
We'll all seven of us will serve you.
这样好叫我们能脱离那个羞耻。
So that our disgrace will be taken away.
弟兄姊妹们，这个很说不清楚的。
Brothers and sisters, this is not very clear.
那所以我们读到这一句话的时候，你了解。
So when we read these words, that you need to understand.
你不能单从字面。来看这件事。
You cannot only look at the surface of the words.
你要从这个事情所表达的那个实际的情形来说这个事。
And you have to look at it through the reality that's expressed in these words.
那是说到什么呢？
And what does it tell us?
那是说到犹大和耶路撒冷落到一个地步。
It tells us that Judah and Jerusalem have fallen into a condition.
他们看不到前途。
That they could not see the future.
他们没有依靠。
They do not have any support.
他们不知道日子要怎样过。
They do not know how to live the days.
七个是不是真的只有 七个呢？
When it talks about seven, is it only seven?
是不是每七个人就组成一个小组去找一个男人呢？
Is it like every seven women will form a group and to find one man?
当然不是。
Of course it's not.
那既然不是，那是什么意思呢？
So if it's not like this, what does that mean?
那我们就不能不注意了。
Well, we have to take note.
这里所说的七个乃是表明一个完整的数字。
The seven that's mentioned here is to represent a completeness.
整个的光景都是落在这种凄凉无助的那个情形。
It's the entire condition has fallen into such pitiful condition.
并且这种情形是又给人有一个羞耻的感觉，是受羞辱的那个感觉。
And this condition is where men feel ashamed.
但是那个羞耻是什么呢？
And, but what is the shame?
我们没有办法能很具体的说出那个羞耻。
We cannot explain this disgrace or shame very concretely.
但是我们肯定一件，可以肯定一件事。
But we can be sure of one thing.
就 他们所在这里所说到那个羞耻，乃是说到整个环境上的羞耻。
And this disgrace that's talked about here is about the entire condition, or entire environment.
这个羞耻
This disgrace
是不知道怎么才可以能挪开的。
It's a disgrace that they do not know how to get rid of.
因为你看，他们不是没有吃的，也不是没有穿的。
Because we can see that it's not that they do not have food or clothing.
跟上头说到没吃没穿，好像是另外一个情形了。
It's a different condition than what's mentioned before when people do not have any food or clothing.
这个羞耻是什么羞耻呢？
And what is this disgrace?
我们可以这样去领会，也许和下文就能接得上。
We can understand it in this way so that we can connect it with what follows.
用人的话来说
，In men's words，
我们亡国了。
That we have lost our country.
我们成了人的奴隶了。
We have become slaves of others.
我们被人藐视了。
That we are despised by others.
我们给人踩他的脚下了。
That we're trampled under others' feet.
我们好像在人的面前已经不像是一个人了。
As if we are no longer men
before others. 人家也不看我们是人了。
And people will not look at us as human beings.
那大概的，如果我们从这一方面去看那个羞耻，
If you look at this disgrace from this angle,
我们会接近那种那当时的那个事实。
Then we are very close to the fact at that time.
但是更重要的一件事情，我们从下文来留意到的。
But more importantly, there's one thing we need to understand from what the text
says. 神把我们弃绝了。
That God has forsaken us.
我们在神的面前，神不理会我们。
That God no longer pay attention to us.
神和我们当中没有交通。
There's no longer fellowship between God and us.
如果再说的，具体一点，
and to put it more concretely,
我们的圣殿给拆毁了，
that our temple was destroyed.
我们不能在神的名下再来侍奉敬拜神了。
We can no longer worship and serve God under His name.
人家会指着我们来说到耶和华神是假神了。
And people will point at us and said that the Lord God is a false God.
不说假神，也起码说你们所信的耶和华神根本就比不上亚兰的神。
Or people without maybe people may not say God is a false God, but they would say that your God is not as good as ours.
更不能和巴比伦的众神来相比了。
And you cannot even compare your God to all the gods of Babylon.
弟兄姊妹们，这样的一个羞辱是最厉害的一个羞辱。
And brothers and sisters, this kind of shame is the worst disgrace of all.
是弟兄姊妹，你记得在诗篇里头不是有一篇诗篇吗？
And brothers, you might remember in the Psalms, that's one Psalm.
那些人被掳到巴比伦的时候。
When the people are taken to Babylon.
人家就拿他们来开玩笑。
And people would laugh at them.
他们就要他们来给他们做娱乐了。
And people ask them to entertain them.
来吧，把你们在圣殿里面所唱的歌，唱一首给我们听听。
And they would say, come, let's sing your songs that you sing in the temple.For us.
来吧，把你们在圣殿里边所弹奏的那些乐曲演奏一些给我们来快乐一下。
And to entertain us by playing the music that you would play in the temple.
弟兄姊妹，你不读那个诗篇的时候，不是读到那样的一个反应吗？
And brothers, can't you read about these reactions in the psalm?
我们怎么可以在这些人的面前唱耶和华的歌呢？
It says that how can we sing the songs of the Lord before these people?
我情愿我的舌头贴着上膛。
I would rather have my tongue stuck into the roof of my mouth.
我不能唱耶和华的歌。
I could not sing the songs of the Lord.
我宁愿把我的琴挂在树上面。我的手就完全忘记了我原来所有的技巧。
And I rather hang my harp on the trees, and also my hands forget its skills.
我怎么可以在这些人的那里来弹奏这些音乐呢？
And how could I play the music before these people?
弟兄姊妹，当你读到那个诗篇的时候，你就晓得他们当时所说到的那个修辞究竟是指着什么样的羞耻。
And brothers, when you read that psalm, then you will understand what kind of disgrace is described here.
当然，诗篇里边所说到他们被掳到巴比伦的那些人，他们灵里边是醒过来了。
But of course, the people that describe in the psalm that their spirit is awakened.
所以他们才有那样的反应。
And that's why they have such reaction.
如果他们仍然是照着在耶路撒冷的那个光景，他们不会有反应。
But if their condition was like the condition in Jerusalem, then they would not have such a reaction.
等到他们有反应的时候，他们就真看到这样的一个羞耻怎么可以继续在我们身上再存留下去。
And when they have that reaction, that tells us that they would not allow this disgrace to continue.
那因为领会到这一个地步的时候，我就回过头来和弟兄姊妹们看。
And when we understand this, then we will go back and read with brothers and sisters.
那七个女人是指着谁？
That these seven women, what are they pointing at?
不是真的有七个。
It's not that it's actually there are seven of them.
而是整个苏醒过来的。那是神的百姓。
Is the entire all the people of the Lord when they awaken?
他们拉着一个男人。
They take hold of one man.
是随便一个男人吗？
Is it just any man?
只要是一个男人就把他抓过来吗？
Is it as long as it's a man they would take hold of him?
不是。
It's not like this.
是一个特别的男人。
It's a special man.
是一个指定的男人。
It's one specific man.
这个男人是谁呢？
And who is this man?
第二节就给我们答案了。
Verse 2, it gives us the answer.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
的确我们看到这个事情。
That we can see this fact.
我们读过撒迦利亚书。
When we read the book of Zechariah.
我们读到在大灾难的末后的时候。
And we read about the end of the great tribulation.
在何米吉多顿的战争结束。
And at the end of the Armageddon, the battle.
剩下的以色列人他们退进耶路撒冷。
The remnants of the Israelites, they retreated to Jerusalem.
给包围起来。
They were surrounded.
但是围攻的人 还是继续在那里攻击。
But those who were attacking them, they were continuing in the attack.
啊，结果城也给攻破了。
And then the city was taken.
还剩下一点点的地方。
And there's only a very small area left.
最没有指望的时候。
To a point when there's no hope.
他们就想起他们的神了。
And they remember the God.
他们就转过来向神求了。
They returned and pleaded with the God.
那个时候。
And at that time,
我们的主就从天上带同教会一同到地上来。
And our Lord, together with the church, descended on earth.
他脚在橄榄山上。
And his feet touched Mount Olive.
让耶路撒冷剩下的人，他们在那里得着一条路，可以逃脱那一个。
So the remnant of Israel would have a way to escape the tribulation.
So, 弟兄姊妹们。
So, brothers and sisters.
我们看到这里的时候，你要看到神借着以赛亚说这些话的时候，那个真实的那个含义。
So when we reach to this point that we can see the true meaning of the word spoken to Isaiah from God.
所以第二节弟兄姊妹你看到了。
So first two, brothers and sisters, you can see.
到那日
，In that day,
耶和华发生的苗必华美尊荣，地的出产必为耶稣。以色列逃脱的人显为荣华丰盛。
In that day, the branch of the Lord will be beautiful and glorious, and the fruit of the land will be pride and glory of the survivors in Israel.
弟兄姊妹注意了，注意了。
Let's take note.
第三节。
Verse three.
主以公义的灵和焚烧的灵，将锡安女子的污秽洗去，又将耶路撒冷中杀人的血除净。
Those who are left in Zion who remain in Jerusalem will be called holy, all who are recorded among the living in Jerusalem. The Lord will wash away the filth of the women of Zion. He will cleanse the bloodstains from Jerusalem by a spirit of judgment and a spirit of fire.
那是曾在锡安留在耶路撒冷的，就是一切住耶路撒冷在生命册上记名的，必称为圣。
And we go back to verse 3, those who are left in Zion, who remain in Jerusalem, will be called holy, all who are recorded among the living in Jerusalem.
弟兄姊妹们看到了。
But sisters, you can see.
哦，原来上面所说的七个女人要抓住一个男人，是说到这样的一件事。
So when it talks about the seven women, taking hold of one man is talking about this fact.
他们要脱离那一个羞耻。
They want to take away the disgrace.
但是那个羞耻要怎么来才能脱的呢？
But how could they take away the disgrace?
要等到耶和华的苗发生。
You have to wait until the branch of the Lord happen.
神的儿子。
Who is the Son of God?
基督。
The Christ.
他脚到橄榄山的时候。
When his feet touched Mount Olive.
一面就成了他们的拯救。
On one hand, he has become the savior.
一面也成了他们恢复的那一个能力。
He's also become the power of the restoration.
更重要的一件事情。
More importantly,
他除去他们的羞耻。
That he takes away the disgrace.
那这是以色列全家得救的那一件事情。
And this is the entire Israel that they are saved.
当然，这个以色列全家呢，是指着以色列剩下的那一部分人。
When we talk about the entire Israel, let's talk about the remnant.
他们怎么脱离他们的羞耻呢？
And how can they get rid of the disgrace?
注意了。
But sisters, take note.
第一。
First.
神用公义的灵。
That God would use the spirit of judgment or righteousness.
又用焚烧的灵。
And also the spirit of fire.
将锡安女子的污秽完全的洗去。
That he will cleanse all the filth of the women of Zion.
你看到这一个那些污秽的除掉是因着圣灵的工作。
And taking away this filth is because of the work of the Holy Spirit.
公义的灵这是审判。
The spirit of righteousness which is judgment.
焚烧的灵这个是除掉那些败坏。
The spirit of fire to get rid of the corruption.
弟兄姊妹你注意到。
Princess,
不管是焚烧的灵也好，公义的灵也好，
Whether it's the spirit of fire or spirit of righteousness,
哪里都在说出 圣灵在人中间的头一个工作。
It tells of the first function of the Holy Spirit among men.
我说头一个工作是按照圣灵在地全地显出他的作为的时候的那个按照次序工作的次序来说的，并不是说那个是它的重要性的头一个。
When I talk about the order, it is talking about the first among all the works that the Holy Spirit done on earth. This is according to the working order. It's not about the importance.
弟兄姊妹记得，当我们的主跟门徒说，他去了，他就差遣圣灵来。
And brothers, remember when the Lord told the disciples when he after he left, he will send the Holy Spirit.
圣灵来了，就要叫世人为罪、为义、为审判。自己责备自己。
And when the Holy Spirit comes, that the people will condemn themselves because of sin and righteousness and judgment.
这个是神在地上显明他的救赎的工作，差遣圣灵来的头一个功用显出来。
And this is what God manifesting His salvation through the Holy Spirit, the first work of function.
让人认识自己的那个丑陋。
So that man will acknowledge,
让人认识自己的那个罪过，
or to acknowledge, to admit his own sins,
让人认识自己得罪神到一个什么的地步，
sins and filthiness and how they have rejected God.
那因此在神的面前伏在神公义的审判的底下，
so they will bow down before the righteous judgment of God.
神啊，我是一个罪人，
and said that God, I'm a sinner.
神啊，我是愚昧人，
that God, I am a foolish person.
我是顶撞你的人，
and I'm someone who rejects you.
神啊，你要拯救。
That God, please save me.
那神怎么来拯救呢？
And how does God save them?
神就用焚烧的灵。
That God would use the spirit of fire.
这也是审判。
And this is also judgment.
是除掉那些给定罪的事。
To get rid of those matters that are condemned.
公义的灵是显明人的愚昧。
The spirit of righteousness is to manifest the foolishness of
man. 焚烧的灵是除掉人的愚昧。
The spirit of fire is to get rid of the foolishness of man. And all this foolishness will get rid of, then man will be cleansed.
不但是人洁净过来了。
Not only a man cleansed.
连那个地所给沾污的那些都洁净了。
And also what's defiled on earth will be cleansed.
然后你就看到。
And then you will see
生命的大能就显出来了。
The mighty power of life will be manifested.
耶路撒冷所剩下的那些人，名字在生命册上的都成为圣了。
That those who are left in remain in Jerusalem, all those whose names are recorded in the book of life.
弟兄姊妹，你看到这个是以色列人全家得救的那一个描述。
And this is the description of how the entire Israel was saved.
当然以色列家的全家得救是在教会蒙拯救并且给带到荣耀里以后的事情。
And this salvation of the entire household of Israel is after the church was saved.
本来这样的一个恩典是先给他们的。
Originally, this grace was given first to them.
但是他们一直拒绝，因此那一个恩典就来到我们这些外邦人的身上。
But because they continue to reject this, so this grace has fallen upon us, the Gentiles.
现在神就把这一个也显明在他们身上。
So now God would also manifest this on them.
从那一个时候开始。
And from that time on,
弟兄姊妹们，你留意了。
Brothers and sisters, take note.
犹大就给恢复了。
That Judah was restored.
耶路撒冷就给恢复了。
And Jerusalem was restored.
整个的雅各给恢复了。
The entire Jacob was restored.
恢复到一个地步。
They restored to a point.
当然弟兄姊妹记得这是在国度的日子。
But this is, remember, this is during the days of the kingdom.
神就成为他们永远的拯救。
That God has become the eternal salvation.
神也永远成为他们的保护。
And God also has become the eternal protection.
神也永远成为他们的供应。
And also God would become their supplies eternally.
神也成为他们永远的荣耀。
And also become their eternal glory.
所以弟兄姊妹，当你掌握到这个事实，你在读下边那两节的时候。
So, brothers and sisters, if you grab hold of this fact and you continue to read on, then you can understand completely what it means.
成为他们的磐石, 成为他们的山寨, 是他们的盾牌, 是,
Because God has become the rock and the shield and the fortress.
是他们的牧者,
and also the shepherd.
他们必不至缺乏,
that they will not be in want.
弟兄们,我们读一读, 你就知道了。
My sister, let's read and you understand.
耶和华也必在锡安全山和会众以上, 使白日有烟云, 黑夜有火焰的光。 弟兄们,记得, 这个出埃及的那个历史重演了。 因为在全荣耀之上, 弟兄姊妹不单是荣耀, 是全荣耀, 这是神的自己, 必有遮蔽, 必有停止, 白日可以得应被数, 被数, 也可以作为藏身之处, 躲避狂风暴雨。
And we just read verse 5 and verse 6, and in verse 5 is the reappearance of the history of Exodus, and in verse 6, or in, at the end of verse 5, it says all the glory, not just glory.
感谢赞美我们的主。
We thank and praise our God.
当我们做到这些话, 你在读诗篇读到, 耶和华是我的磐石, 是我的山寨, 是我的高台, 是我的隐秘处后, 你懂了, 你懂了, 是怎么一回事。
So after we get a good understanding of this, then when we go back to the Psalms and when we read God is our hiding place, our rock and our fortress, then you understand what it means.
这些事情到现在为止好像对我们好像不那么扎实。
But all these things is as if they are not very solid to us.
只是点点滴滴的给我们去享用。
It's just we can enjoy them by bits and pieces.
弟兄姊妹到了国度的日子。
But brothers and sisters, when it comes to the days of the kingdom,
这就成完全成为一个毫无保留的事情。
And this will become a fact without reservation.
感谢赞美我们的主。
We thank and praise our God.
在全荣耀之上有遮蔽。
Over all the glory will be a canopy.
我们一切的羞耻全都挪掉，而代替以神的荣耀。 的包围和充满,
and all our disgrace will be taken away, and to take its place is God's glory and be surrounded by it.
当然这些话, 当时是直接对着犹大神的百姓来说的,
and these words at that time is spoken directly to the people of Judah.
但今天我们读下来的时候, 我们也看到,
but
这样的光景也同样要显在,
But today when we read these words, we can see this condition will also be manifested upon us. We thank the Lord.
所以到了第五章的时候, 就唱歌了。So
when we come to chapter 5, that's a song.
那今天晚上不唱了。And
this evening we will not mention about this song. And we'll sing about this song next
week. 为什么能唱这样的歌?
And we will see how we could sing this song.
我们祷告。